We consider, evaluate, and postulate everything. Welcome to Capacity Cast with your hosts, Michael and Scott. Let's get started.
Talking about tech sites, news sources, what do we read to learn as much or as little as we know?
our hobby, in a way, is reading up on technology. So you want to throw out any of your favorites?
Sure. I will throw out, I think we both like this one, Ars Technica.
Yeah, that was going to be my first one to throw out there.
It's just been so consistently good for such a long time.
Yeah, I've looked at them for years and years and years. Great content, nice variety. You've got the science, of course, which is big. They're one of the few that I know of that puts out really nice space-related articles. They're doing books now and things too, which I don't
Book reviews?
At. Yeah, something like that. Okay. But also they do tabletop games.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I have seen their game coverage.
Yeah.
When you think about what kind of news sites you're reading, I guess I look at it as you have something like Ars Technica, which is very consistent. If I know I'm going to be able to go there and probably see an up-to-date article about something, I'm wondering about what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then you have things that are a little more serendipitous, where you don't really know what you're going to find. In the end, you might not find anything good, but then it could be really surprising.
Mm-hmm.
What's a site that you like to read in that category?
You've got weird ones like The Verge, and I can't even think of names offhand, but you go there and it's a relatively unique article. Scientific America maybe has got some very specific topics. Even just the general news sites sometimes post tech related articles.
That's true.
Newspaper related that used to be newspapers or kind of newspapers.
The remnants of newspapers.
Yeah.
I've started reading one called Tech Specs.
Okay.
And what this person does is they try to cover things that nobody else is really writing about very much. So for example, they've written a lot about these graphics coprocessors on Apple hardware.
Okay.
Called like the A chips. Oh. Or I'm sorry, the M chips.
For the phones?
Or? Yeah, the A is the CPU and then the phone, and then the M is the graphics. So they write about the details of those because they're not being covered. And so because of that, because this person has a job, he doesn't publish very often, maybe once a month.
Okay.
You don't know when he's going to publish.
But it's relatively unique and interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's one. That sort of thing I have to put in an RSS reader or else I have no chance of catching it at the right time.
Okay. Was that one Hacker News that you
read? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
more of a link website.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. So that's similar to
Reddit and such.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd say it's pretty similar to our programming, our technology and our programming mixed together. Actually, I found tech specs through that. So I'll just see someone's blog and I'll think, oh, that's interesting. I like what they've written. And rather than forget about it, I'll just put it in a reader. And then, you know, 6 weeks later, I see something else from them. You know, and I kind of go like that.
Hard OCP is one I've read for a really long time. It's mostly a news aggregator, but they have their own articles that they make. It's PC, computer, gaming.
I don't read it a lot, but things like Linux Weekly News.
Okay.
Probably some overlap with some of what they talk about there. I like to have a mix of newer sites and older sites too, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
When they've been around a while and they're steady, there's a perspective there that's hard to find in, you know, the link aggregators and things like that.
Yeah.
And places like ours where maybe they pay people to just kind of write short, quick articles.
Yeah.
You know? But then I like the short, quick articles as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I like hearing about things from people who have, you know, maybe younger writers, because they have different interests. And
can you think of any of the other ones offhand? Or maybe do you still use an RSS parser reader thing?
I do. Yeah, I use one called NewsBlur, which is...
NewsBlur?
Blur. B-L-U-R.
Okay.
It was started after Google Reader shut down.
Okay.
And it looks ugly, but it has a lot of keyboard shortcuts and it works really well.
It's just a website or is it an app?
It's a website and an app.
Okay.
It's free for the first 64 feeds you want to read. So I basically ended up being like a 6-month free trial as I slowly built it up, and then when I crossed over, I was happy to pay. I think it's $24 a year.
All right.
And then you get some pro features, but that's a good way to keep up with that stuff.
Yeah, I should definitely do something like that, but I don't. So I usually just type in the few that I can recall, and I check those almost every day.
Do you subscribe to many newsletters or email roundups?
No.
I used to read a lot, but I've cut them down, but I do get the, because I like Hacker News, but I don't try to spend too much time on there, so I subscribe to something called Hacker Newsletter, where someone basically just keeps an eye on it
and
publishes the best 20
or
30
favorites of the
organizes it.
Overall,
I would say I do a pretty mediocre job staying informed, but at least I
likewise
enjoy it.
All right, so I think that's good for now. We can we can definitely hit on this topic again once we maybe get a better list.
Well, it's always changing.
Yeah.
It's always changing, for sure. Right.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Capacity Cast. You can hear more episodes at capacitycast.com.